The jointer is a machine that smooths out rough lumber and makes sides parallel and straight to each other. In this video, we're going to show you how to operate the jointer safely.
In woodworking shops, rough lumber is used to save money and allow the shop to prepare specific required sizes of wood pieces. Rough lumber is cut to various thicknesses at a lumber mill and dried.
There are several reasons that rough lumber is preferred to purchasing dressed lumber. These include flexibility in the dressed size of the material, it's cheaper to purchase, and if stored for long periods of time, dressed material will no longer be true and will have to be machined again prior to use.
The first step in what we call breaking out rough stock is to inspect the stock for any foreign objects or loose knots. You also need to be sure about any recycled or reclaimed materials you are considering using. Some can produce toxic dust or even be flammable. We do not want nails or screws in our wood that will cause serious safety problems.
We then cut a length of stock longer than what the desired finished piece will be. If we need a dress board, 16 inches, for example, we'll cut the board down to 20 inches. It is a good idea to check with your instructor for what the recommended extra length should be.
The jointer is used to create a straight and smooth face and edge, as well as to ensure that we create a 90-degree angle at the face and edge.
Ultimately, what we're striving for by breaking out rough stock is a rectangular prism.
With the jointer, we only work on one face and one edge. The other face and edge will be dressed using other equipment.
In the jointer, the drum with cutting knives is located at the center of two tables. At this point, there is a horizontal break in the table surface.
The two table sections are described as the in-feed table on the right side of the cutting head and the out-feed table on the left side of the cutting head. The tables are to be adjusted so that the out-feed table is about 1/16 of an inch higher than the in-feed table.
The knives in the drum are set so that they are the same height as the out-feed table. As the stock is pushed across the cutting head, a smooth, straight surface is created by shaving up to a 1/16 of an inch off the stock at a time.
Before we begin any shop operation, we make sure we have the proper personal protection equipment, or PPE. This includes eye safety, always with safety glasses.
The jointer is a loud machine, and we need to protect our ears with earmuffs or earplugs.
We also have to make sure we are not wearing loose clothing, our hair is tied back, and our shoes are tied and ready to protect us from slipping or dropping stock. You should never operate any machine while under the influence of medicine, drugs, or alcohol, or you are fatigued. Another thing that we want to check is that there is nobody in the path of kickback.
Kickback is when the board or a piece of a board leaves the cutting knives out the in-feed table. When this happens, the board will not be under your control and will leave the machine very quickly.
Now that we have a sound board and there is no one in the path of kickback, we are ready to start jointing our material.
We will begin by jointing one face of the board. To determine which face we use, we need to figure out what side of the board is cupped.
To do this, we simply place our board on the jointer in-feed table with the power off and rock the board back and forth. We do this to both sides. One side will rock on the center of the stock easily. This is called the high side of the cup and should be up.
It is very important for us to use push blocks while using the jointer. When jointing the face of a board, we should never operate the machine without push blocks. Our hands should never be over the blades at any time.
Now that we have our push blocks and we have determined which face we are going to joint, there are only two things left that we need to complete.
The first thing that we need to know is how to power the machine on and where the emergency shutoff switch is. Your teacher will go over the jointer that you will be working with to demonstrate this in your shop.
The final two things that we need to check again are that the dust collector is on and we are wearing our hearing and eye protection.
It's also important to establish a safe space around you and the machine. Make sure you don't have piers too close to where you're working or in the kickback zone.
Double check the blade guard and make sure it's operational and moves freely. The knife should never be exposed while working.
Okay, let's start on the face. Keep even pressure on both the front of the board and the back of the board. Never allow your hand to go directly over the blade. Push in at a smooth, steady pace.
You have to listen to your machine. Push too fast and you put too much stress or pressure on a cut, making it harder to control. The machine will bog down. When it does, ease up. You don't want to be using too much pressure and then have your hand slip into an accident.
Now that we've run the board through, let's have a look at what it looks like. As you can see, there are two smooth marks on either side of the face, while the center is still rough.
We will have to run this through the jointer until we come up with an entirely smooth surface.
Now that the face is smooth, we need to ensure that we are creating a 90-degree angle on the edge. To ensure this happens, we need to check that the fence is set to 90 degrees with a square. If it is not, this should be adjusted.
To joint the edge, hold the jointed face against the fence and use your hands or push sticks, depending on the width of the material. When using your hands, place the board in between your index finger and thumb on your right hand, and use the thumb of your left hand and a curled index finger to push the material through. It's very important to always keep your fingertips up.
Remembering that the goal is to create a 90-degree angle, it's important that you keep the face flat against the fence.
Once we have a smooth edge, turn the machine off.
A clean shop is a safe shop, so we need to prepare the jointer for the next person. First, put the push blocks back where they belong and ensure that the machine is clean for the next person.
Brush off any dust or debris on the machine and then sweep up the surrounding floor area. That's it. Let's do a tool safe review.
Obey any lockout tags. Check material for loose knots, toxic finishes, nails, or other metal hazards, especially if it's reclaimed wood. Always wear eye and hearing protection and non-slip shoes. Take care in setting up the jointer tables and make sure the guard is operational. Use the safety position with your hands. Curl your fingers. Stand away from the kickback zone. Make sure everyone is clear from the kickback path. And remember to clean up.